If I were to differ with Tom at all, and I'm not even sure that how much we differ on this, it would go as follows. The gap has not reduced. When they first started to give IQ tests back in the early part of the 20th century, the gap was one standard deviation in statistical terms, or 15 IQ points, which means, for those of you who aren't statisticians, which I hope is almost everybody, I say that because I don't think being a statistician is necessarily the right way to spend your life, that if you have somebody who has a 15-point IQ difference and they're one standard deviation above the mean, that means that they're the 85th percentile, 84th percentile of all people who take the test compared to the person at the mean, which is the 50th percentile. So it's not a small difference. It's a pretty good size difference. That hasn't really changed. There was some narrowing in certain kinds of tests during the 1970s and 1980s, and those were mostly academic tests. And that narrowing seemed to be real. There was some narrowing in the SAT. There was some narrowing in some other tests. In the most purely IQ tests, things like the Wechsler and the Stanford-Binet and the rest of them, the most recent renormings of those tests continue to show a one standard deviation difference.